Bezos Mizbuch, we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Ha'avos, the Tumas, and the laws of the other primary categories of Tumas, and the Sivi Tav in the Book of Purity. Which in this Perek, we continue the theme of the previous Perakim regarding the rabbinic Tumas, specifically, as we said in the previous Perek, that which contaminates the person, like we spoke about the Cholin and the Mashkin Tumain. And this Perek, we discussed regarding Mayim Shu'ubim, drawn waters, and regarding holy writings. As the Rambam begins Halach Alf regarding qualifying this law of Mayim Shu'ubim. Habod Reisha Veruba B'Mayim Shu'ubim. If a person's head and the majority of his body entered into a body of drawn water, or it fell on him, meaning like was poured on his head and the majority of his body, three lugin of drawn waters, he's like a second degree level of tuma, until he tivels. And therefore, if he touches food items of tuma, he'll make them into a third degree level of tuma. Now, v'mnogin b'mashkin tamei, and if he touches liquids that are tamei, asan t'chilo, he makes it into a rishon l'tuma, again, like we always say regarding liquids, l'tamei chol l'mashkin achem, to make it into a rishon that it contaminates food items and other liquids, avolo l'tamei kin, again, not to contaminate vessels, as the Rambam is going to explain at the end of this halacha. Okay, v'mnima gozer tuma lot nezeh, why did they decree a tamei on this person, just because he took a shower or because he went swimming? The reason is, the people, they used to immerse themselves in cave water that were very poor quality water. And then just to clean themselves off, after going to the mikvah, they would wash themselves in drawn waters that were clean. And the custom was so widespread that actually the multitudes of the people thought that the shower, that the drum waters that actually washed themselves at last, they actually thought that's actually what's purifying them. Not the immersion in the mikvah waters. Now, and therefore they would immerse themselves in a disgraceful way without intending to even focus on it. They weren't even careful to make sure the halachas of Tchila were appropriate because they didn't think that was the primary. Well, therefore, they decreed to actually undo that. That anyone, that the majority of his body and his head enters into drawn waters, or if it's poured on his head and the majority of his body, the drawn waters, Nit might actually going to become tummy, Vinasa Kishane Latuma, and they're gonna be a secondary level of tuma. So that would prevent obviously this custom from continuing that they would wash themselves, because now you're not gonna do that because that actually makes the person tummy and the person trying to be retired themselves. And that was to prevent this negligence people making, not realizing that the mikvah water is actually what's purifying them. And I feel a tar, and even a tar person, Shane Tvulyam, that wasn't even someone to immerse himself that day. It's not only for a tummy person, which that's really where the whole thing started. No, even a Torah person, if it was poured on his head and Mejavir's body, three lugan of drawn waters, or his head and Mejavir's body comes into drawn waters, he's considered like a secondary level of tumah until he immerses himself. Now, Tavol, once he immerses himself, does not need sundown, because the primacy of this tumah is rabbinic law, which does not require that of Harishemesh. So too, regarding what we spoke about in the previous parak, if someone eats food items that are tamei, v'ashos mashkin tamein, and the, or if he drank liquids that are tamei, v'tovel immersed himself in the tzorech v'shemesh, does not need sundown. V'chein kevim shnit mashkin. So regarding vessels that became tamei and liquids, kevim shemet pilam tardu, once they're immersed, they're pure vein tzorech and v'shemesh, and they don't need sundown. Neshet tumas elu come in the rim, because the primary of these halachas of tumah are only for rabbinic law, because a keli generally cannot become tamei from mashkin. This the mashkin can be tamei kelim is rabbinic law. All those do not need harav shemesh, don't need sundown. Now, Halacha Beis tells us regarding the ways that they used to bathe. So mishnah alav shleisha lugin mayim shuvim. So if it fell on the person, three lugin of mayim shuvim, but mishnei kelim from two vessels, or mishleisha from three. So im hischal hasheini actually pasuk edition. So if the second one started pouring before the first one stopped, so mitzvah, and then they get the combine, it's going to have the luch of tumah of the mayim shuvim. But if not, but if they were separate, so then im mitzvah, and they don't combine, and you never had at one time three lugin of mayim shuvim. Nuflamar ba kim, let's say it was poured on them from four vessels, then im mitzvah, and then it doesn't combine. Va'afa pesha hischal is actually pasuk, because even if you started the next one before the last one was finished, still a raise of tar is going to be tar, it's only from three or less. Nufla roishai, let's say it was poured on his head, avaloya ruba, but not the majority of his body. Oh, Ishnafal Ruba was poured on the majority of his body, but Valoy Rishon not on his head. or it was only poured directly above his head, but while Ruben regarding the majority of his body, it was poured on from the side, a mamato from the bottom. So then I raise the tar, in all these situations, until it's poured on his head and the majority of his body that's near his head has to be done kedarkin in the normal way, because only by the common way will the rabbanan geyser. That which is uncommon, generally, a chama not geyser, such a abnormal type of bathing. V'chein so too, regarding the equivalent, we spoke about nafal, which is poured on him, which is when you go bathing in the Jordan waters, where his head came into the Jordan waters, but the majority of his body did not go in. Or the majority of his body came in, but not his head. Or only his head went in, but then it came, is the rest of his body, or the majority of his body, the maim shuvim in the drawn water, milmata, from the bottom, and minatara, from the side. Again, I read the Torah, that's going to be tarach, until it comes, his head, the majority of his body, that's the part that's near his head, kedarka, in the normal way. Halacha Gimel continues with this regarding the halachas of Ba and Naflu. Haba merisha v'rubai, let's say he came into the drawn waters, his head and the majority of his body, hacheti, half was b'mayim shuvim. He came into half. V'nafal achetze acher mayim shuvim. And the other half of his head and majority of his body was actually poured. So half of him went in and half of him was poured on. Which these both are independently metame. But hoy v'chetze b'nevil v'chetze b'viya. Since half was poured on him, half he came into, towards is going to be tar. Because again, it has to be that either it's the halacha from the pouring on or from the entering into that body of water. Halacha Dalet continues regarding a mixture as it applies to this halacha of mayim shuvim. So Yeshleshes Halugin Shanafalov, if the three lugin that was poured on him, or that he came into that body of water, Miktas and Shubim, or Miktas and Shubim, some of them, those waters were drawn, some of them were not drawn waters. Oishan Sarbem Yain Vashvachol, but let's say it was mixed into those waters was wine, honey, or milk. Here's a tar, the person can be tar. Ashia Shleshes Kulam Mamshub, until the entirety of the three lugin have to be from drawn waters. Now, Shleshes Lugin Elu, these three lugin, Shanafal al tar, that is poured on the tar person, or that he enters into Betimu and they make him Tame, once it becomes like a second degree level of Tumah, the person from the liquids, which is all from rabbinic law as a gezeira because of not being careful in the laws of the tefillah and the mikvah, but ultimately, so now the waters also become Tame, because they're touching the person who's a Sheni, and we always say that waters, liquids that touch a sheni becomes now a rishon. So v'hari elu hamayim oim lezeh atar. So actually, these waters tell the person that was tar, tameinu oisai, we made him tame. V'timanu, now he makes us tame. We were both tar, but we made him tame from that gezir drabanan. And now that he's tame, he's going to make the liquids also tame. Halacha continues with another rabbinic tuma of a person, that of the tuma of kisvi hakodesh of the holy writings. So Birushayna, in the beginning, people used to place their truma lobes, which are holy, on the sides of the scrolls. Then they would say, oh, this is holy, this is holy, and they would put it together. Problem is, but the mice would come to the food, and they would tear the scrolls. So the Vikav goes with whatever they decreed to the contrary. That any truma that touches one of the holy writings, nitmas, it's going to make it tame. V'harehi kishlish l'tumo, and it's going to make it into like a third degree level of tuma for the truma. Kilo nagu b'sheni, as if it touched a sheni, which is what we're giving that status to the kisei kodesh. The nimtzu comes out called kisei kodesh, personal truma k'sheni, that all holy writings are going to invalidate truma as if it was a sheni. And again, that was to obviously prevent people from putting the loaves near the svarim, because it's going to make it tame, and we don't want them near, because the mice would tear up the writings. The lawyer, not only that, and the mishahaya, the tahaydis, if someone, his hands were tar, and then he touched one of the holy writings, Nasu Yad of Shnias. Another gezeira was, now we make the person's hands into a second degree level of Tumah. Now that could contaminate Truma and the liquids, which all liquids become Tumah from a Sheni, making a tradition, Truma becomes a Shlishi, because we say the person's hands became a Sheni. Now, although generally the person's hands only become Tumah from a Rishonah Tumah, Kamish Branlok explained this in the previous parak in Halacha Aleph, where then it touches the rishon and then the hands become a sheni, but he mistamis mina sefer. But still, that was part of the gezerah that the hands will become tummy from a sefer, which in itself is a sheni. It's going to make the person's hands also into a sheni. Halach above, ritzu is tefillin ima tefillin. So we're talking about the holy writings. So what's with the straps of a tefillin that's with the Tefillin, it's connected to the Tefillin, or the Giloyin Shebe Sefer, or the margin in a Sefer Torah. Shalamala v'shalamata, what's on the top, and that's on the bottom, which you have to have margin, and Shebe Tchila v'shebe Seif, and you have to have the parchment in the beginning and at the end, which are empty. But Kashem Mechaboron LaSefer, when they're attached to the Sefer Torah itself. And, or the Sefer Shenimchak, if you have a Sefer Torah that got erased. But when the Shtar B'Shmayim B'Chamash Oisi, you have at least 85 letters still in the scroll. Or Megillah Shekasim B'Menat Torah, or you have a scroll that's written on it from the Torah, Shmayim B'Chamash Oisi, 85 letters, Kepodeshtes V'Hibin Sayarin, like the Parsha, which mentioned V'Hibin Sayarin, that also has 85 Pesukim. And it's considered like its own sefer, so it has a certain significance, that number 85. So all these cases will contaminate the hands because they're all considered part of a sefer of a Kisei HaKadosh. And it's not only the words of Torah of a sefer Torah, El Kol Kisei HaKadosh, all holy writings. Even the Song of Songs and Keheles, which are from the scrolls, which are really words of wisdom. And there was even debate regarding if it would be metames yadayim. Metames yadayim, yeah, they contaminate the hands because they're all considered as the words of Tanakh, which all have this gezer de rabban. Halacha zayin, the targum, the Aramaic words, Shebe Ezra v'Shebe Daniel, that's in the Sefer of Ezra and Daniel, which has Aramaic, although they generally have Lashon HaKodesh, but in certain places Aramaic is written. So they're included in the laws of the holy writings, which is halacha b'tama. Abul ba, targum, what's written in the holy writings in Aramaic, it was supposed to be Aramaic, but Shekasavi Ivris, instead it was written in Hebrew. Or the Ivris Shekasavi Targum, or it's supposed to be in Hebrew, but instead it was written wrongly in Aramaic. Or you should custom Kisar Kodesh Bechasavi Ivri, or maybe, or even if it's a regular Tanakh, but the holy words are written instead of the script of that of the Ashurus, it's written with the Ivri script, which is an old script, which actually originally the Torah Shebe Ksav was given in that script. But in the days of Ezra, through divine inspiration, it was actually changed to Ksav Ashur, which is the letters that we have. All these cases, they're not going to contaminate the hands. Ashiyi Kesuvim, until it's written Ashuris, which is the Ashuri script, the letters that we have. Ala'or, on the hide. On parchment, Ubadiyai, and with a certain ink called Diyai. That's the only way it has the halacha of Kisei HaKadosh to have this halacha of Tamas Yadayim. Halacha Ches, now HaKosev, someone writes Halal, the Parakim of Halal, or Shema, or the Parashat of Shema. Latinic for a childless Lama, but to learn from. Now, Av Bishan and Rishai, although he's not really allowed to, because he's not allowed to write certain parishes, has to be a full Sefer. But ultimately, if you do, and it was written, Hadel Matam Sedam, it will contaminate one's hands because it's considered Kisvei HaKadosh. Halacha Tes, Hamashichais, the strings, Varatsuis, and the straps, Shetfan La Sefer, which was stitched onto a Sefer to keep it together. Now, Av Bishan and Rishai, although you're not allowed to maintain the Sefer like that, because you're not allowed to stitch some with string or straps, it has to be specifically with Gidim, with the ligaments of an animal, because man shem mechabar masev, as long as it is attached to the sefer, metamis damik contaminates the hands like the sefer itself. Halacha yud, tikshal sefer, the case of the sefer, or mitpachay svarim, or the mantle of the svarim, bisman shem tfuris, when it's stitched together, metamis damik contaminates the hands, considered part of the kisser kedish. Avla brachas, but regarding blessings, avad bishesh ben moisis shal shem, even though it has from the letters of a God's name, or minyanim habit shal Torah, many different Torah ideas, that does not consider Kisvei HaKadosh, and that does not contaminate the hands. Now, Sifri HaMinim, the Svarim written by heretics, that's not considered as a Kisvei HaKadosh, and does not contaminate one's hands. And Parsha Saita, which is a Parsha in Sefer Midbar Perek Hei, that those words in the Torah are written on the special parchment, and they're erased for the Mayim HaOdim, which they give the Saita, suspected adulterous woman, to drink, and there is more than 85 letters, which would generally qualify as a Sefer, but since it's there to be erased, it's not considered Kisar Kodesh, and therefore that's not going to contaminate one's hands who touches that safer of the words written for the parsha of the site.